I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
It's Monday, December 9th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. 3 things to know today. Deja vu on healthcare data, insight into where high-tech growth is, and China kicks out American tech. This is the Business of Tech. The British government is under fire as the contract between the country's National Health Service and Amazon has been released under a series of Freedom of Information requests, revealing that the relationship goes further than previously announced. In July, it was announced that the deal was a way to help patients get better advice via the Alexa Home Assistant. Now it's revealed that Amazon has access to all, quote, healthcare information, including without limitation symptoms, causes, and definitions, and all related copyrightable content, data, information, and other materials, end quote, held by the Department of Health and Social Care. So why do we care? This story feels nearly identical to the one reported on November 12th about Google and Project Nightingale. And in preparing my comments today, I literally wrote the same introduction that I did back then, that the cover-up is worse than the crime. I could read back my comments from that story and they'd still hold true. It's just now Amazon instead of Google. So let's say it, the cover-up is worse than the crime, always. So what's the lesson here? As much as possible, businesses should be open and upfront about what they're doing with personal information and with customers' data. This is the core of the suspicion that is becoming more and more ingrained, because there is no transparency and because companies are just pulling up as much data as they possibly can, the public is suspicious. There is a position here for companies that are clear with what they do with personal data. This is one of the principles in the contract for the web that we've covered before, which gives detailed guidance on how to behave. There's also real opportunity here. Technology providers can stand out by implementing and helping customers implement these ideas. There's a lot of money to be made in doing it right. Since 2005, 5 metro areas, Boston, the San Francisco Bay Area, San Jose, Seattle, and San Diego, accounted for 90% of all U.S. growth in innovation sector jobs, which the Brookings Institution Report defines as employment in the top science, tech, engineering, and math industries. The nature of tech itself makes the problem worse. As tech companies need more tech workers, they need other tech companies to support them, and infrastructure like broadband, public transit, and quality of life perpetuate the growth. And on the topic of tech in the workforce, a Cornell University professor testified in Washington on Friday about artificial intelligence and its impact on capital markets and jobs. The testimony cited how algorithms are automating away tens of thousands of execution trainers worldwide and are also displacing those who model prices and risk, or build investment portfolios. Why do we care? Tech is reshaping the workforce and the cities that support them fast. Tech is also unlike previous revolutions, where a factory could relocate for cheaper space and thrive. A tech company can't simply relocate without the infrastructure around it, and this is going to cause more and more of a gap. Without investment, the tech's jobs problem is going to get worse. And adding to it is the fact that AI is going to displace more and more white-collar workers. This has been reported here before, and here's another example. Investing in people is a long-term and very sound strategy. Keep your people. They're hard to find. And in what feels like an inverse of the stories around 5G and Huawei, the Chinese Communist Party has ordered all state offices to remove foreign hardware and software within 3 years. In reporting by the Financial Times, this move could be significantly impactful on companies like Dell, HP, and Microsoft. The policy is called 3-5-2, as it's intended to replace 30% in 2020, 50% in 2021, and 20% in 2022. With the trade war between the U.S. and China on display, this move is seen by many as another direct move against the U.S. economy. And speaking of the trade war, Huawei has now sued the Federal Communications Commission for its block of letting American telecommunications companies use federal subsidies to buy equipment from Huawei and ZTE. The ban cited national security risks. Why do we care? This is the next move in the ongoing trade war, which shows no signs of slowing down. It's gonna be messy. For example, Lenovo is Chinese, but uses chips from Intel, which is American. China also doesn't have a Chinese Windows equivalent, and this is government, not consumers, so it won't be massively widespread. But if this continues, it's going to trickle down the channel. And that's why we care. Business of Tech is brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Episode 36 is out. This week, the guys talk about Walmart and Amazon battling it out in the drone wars, how to engage your vendors, and the contract for the web and what it means from an opportunity perspective. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on MSPradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. If you like the podcast, can you do me a favor? Can you share with one or two colleagues or post in your LinkedIn profile to spread the word? Just send a link to MSPradio.com where people can subscribe. And thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
I won't let my active psoriatic arthritis joint symptoms define me.
Emerge as you. Tremfya guselkumab is proven to significantly reduce joint pain, stiffness, and swelling in adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Some patients even reported less fatigue as assessed by survey 1 week prior. Results may vary. Tremfya is taken by injection 6 times a year after 2 starter doses at week 0 and 4.
Serious allergic reactions may occur. Tremfya may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms of infection, including fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough. Tell your doctor if you had a vaccine or plan to.
Emerge as you. Learn more about Tremfya, including important safety information, at Tremfya.com or call 1-877-578-3527. See our ad in Food & Wine magazine. For patients prescribed Tremfya, cost support may be available.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.